This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine says peace talks with Russia resumed Friday through video after Tuesday's in-person meeting in Istanbul. Turkey is stepping up its diplomatic efforts to build on what it described as significant progress. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Ukraine's presidential office says Ukrainian and Russian officials held online peace talks Friday, but gave no further details. The meeting follows Tuesday's face-to-face peace talks in Istanbul, which both Turkish and Ukrainian officials described as positive. In a television interview Thursday, Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu, while acknowledging some Russian commitments to de-escalate in Ukraine remain unfulfilled, said efforts continue to build on Tuesday's meeting. Cavusoglu said, in the second stage, the necessary work is being carried out to bring together the foreign ministers. He said he texted Thursday with both Ukraine Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and conveyed Turkey's views on this issue to them, saying mediators will do whatever they can to make this happen. Last month, Turkey hosted a meeting between Kuleba and Lavrov, which ended in deadlock. But Lavrov, speaking Friday during a visit to India, said peace talks needed to continue and that they were preparing to reply to Ukrainian proposals made at Tuesday's Istanbul meeting. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Before talks began Friday, Russia accused the Ukrainians of a cross-border helicopter attack on an oil depot. The governor of Russia's Belgorod region said an airstrike on Russian soil by a pair of helicopter gunships caused fires and wounded two people. Several nearby businesses were also reported hit. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency says some 46,000 Congolese who fled violent clashes early this week in Northern Democratic Republic of Congo need emergency assistance. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The fighting, which erupted March 28th between M23, a rebel military group, and the Congolese army in Rutshuru territory in North Kivu province, sent an estimated 10,000 people fleeing for safety across the border into Uganda. The UN Refugee Agency says nearly 36,000 other people are displaced within the Democratic Republic of Congo. Spokesman Boris Cheshikov tells VOA that UNHCR staff who were at the border to greet the newly arriving refugees could hear artillery fire in the background.
Some of the people coming through had gunshot wounds. They needed to be treated. Many of them found shelter in a nearby school and hospital with host families, but the vast majority were staying out in the open field. And at the same time, they were facing heavy rains, which were making conditions even worse.
Cheshikov says the UNHCR is working with the Ugandan government and humanitarian partners to provide basic assistance. He says some are being moved to transit centers along the Congolese border. He says most of the nearly 36,000 people displaced inside DRC are living with host families or in markets and schools. He adds security conditions are making it difficult to deliver aid to those people. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Pope Francis begs forgiveness from Indigenous peoples of Canada for school abuses. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Francis has apologized and begged forgiveness for the deplorable abuses suffered by Indigenous peoples in Canada's church-run residential schools and said he hopes to visit Canada in late July to deliver the apology in person. More than 150,000 Native children in Canada were forced to attend the state-funded Christian schools from the 19th century until the 1970s in an effort to isolate them from the influence of their homes and culture. The aim was to Christianize and assimilate them into mainstream society, which previous Canadian governments had considered superior. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Recapping our top story, Ukraine says peace talks with Russia resumed Friday. Before talks began, Russia accused the Ukrainians of a cross-border helicopter attack on an oil depot. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.